Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, I'm Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 25th, 1898, the superintendent of the Lazaretto Sanitarium for persons afflicted with leprosy situated at Black Rock St. Michael was struck by a stone whilst at Black Rock. According to evidence presented subsequently in court, on the night of the day in question, a man named in the report as Broxy Harewood was apparently, for reasons undisclosed, throwing stones at some girls who were standing in the road. It seems the defendant, Harewood, had been harassing the girls for some time that day, because one of the girls testified in the subsequent trial that he had struck her with a stone earlier that same evening. The complainant in this case, A.B. Winter, and a companion were passing by, and one of the stones Harewood was hurling at the girls struck him in the chest. A complaint was made and Harewood was arrested and brought before the courts. When he appeared before a magistrate on July 29th, Harewood had four witnesses brought into the court in his defense. These included his mother and his two sisters. However, this ultimately worked against him because in the trial it was revealed that whilst Harewood was being held in prison before the trial, his mother smuggled a letter to him. She confessed to the magistrate that she had hidden it in a parcel of sugar. In the letter, his mother, aside from consoling Harewood, encouraged him to say that he knew nothing about the incident, in effect suggesting that he perjure himself. In addition, aside from the complainant, two of the girls testified as to seeing Harewood throwing the stone that struck Winter in the chest. Harewood had been previously convicted for two other minor offenses, including knocking down a breadfruit. And perhaps as a reflection of how seriously these violations were taken by local authorities at that time, he was flogged as punishment on both occasions. In his most recent appearance in court, he was found guilty of assaulting Superintendent Winter, and though he was not sentenced to a flogging this time, he was ordered to serve 14 days imprisonment with hard labor.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.